You watch it?
Why is he singing spirituals?
Because I don't want this asshole to spoil it.
Wade in the water.
Wade in the water.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. Hold on,
do we really need the timer, though?
How sweet.
Fredo.
Thy sound.
It's about a little preacher boy.
You know, you weren't in the choir?
I was in the choir.
All right. What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again. Another episode of the Honor Run Podcast. Welcome to the April internal episode. Sorry we missed last week, but there really wasn't anything going on last week, and I feel like all of us were getting a little bit burnt out. We have been really consistent, which I'm really proud of. So hopefully you guys excuse us for that, but we're back with another banger, man. I got Noah, Fredo, Benji in the studio today, man. Full house, and let's kick it off with something, you know, it's very, very big in the media cycle right now. Shannon Sharp, Uncle Shay Shay is in trouble, man. Y'all heard about that?
Of course.
Everyone's heard about that.
Yeah. Like everybody's seen it, man. So right off the top, who wants to break the story down?
I mean, you got it.
I got it. All right. So Uncle Shay Shay, man, he's in trouble. He's getting sued for allegedly raping this OnlyFans model that I guess he was messing with. But there's a lot of flaws in the story. So the one thing I didn't know was that he's actually getting sued here in Nevada. In Clark County.
No, I saw that. That's actually crazy.
So she
lives
out here.
I guess I don't know if she lives out here, but I guess they met in LA or it got filed here. But yeah, it's getting filed here. The girl is a girl he met in California. The age gap is crazy.
It's stupid crazy.
How old is she?
She's
22 now, I think.
Yeah, 20 or 22, something like that.
But they met when she was 19.
Damn. And he's in his 50s.
He's 56.
Yeah. So
damn.
Yeah, man, it's pretty serious. And the other thing, too, is she's getting represented by Tony Busby, who is the attorney on a bunch of the Diddy cases, right? A bunch of people suing Diddy. He's also representing, he was the attorney on that Jay-Z case that we talked about on the pod. He represented a bunch of the girls that accused Deshaun Watson when he was getting in trouble for the massages. And Andrew Tate also. So this guy is basically known as someone that he'll just pick up anybody. If you're accusing a famous dude, he's picking up the case.
Damn.
He just want that bread. But what y'all think about the case, man?
I mean, I don't know. When the story first broke, I heard like the Price is Right music in my head about Unk. I was like, bow, 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 bow. I was like, damn, Unk. Because, you know, like, Shannon Sharp has had a wild week. Because remember, like, earlier in the week or whatever, or this was, I guess this was last week, but, like, earlier in the week, it was like, oh, Shannon about to get a $100 million deal.
He's had
like
a crazy year.
Yeah.
He's had a crazy year. Like, let's peel it back. Because when did that Cat Williams interview drop?
That was last year.
That was last year. Yeah, that was last year.
Okay.
That was, like, a long time
But
ago,
regardless,
yeah.
like, after that, he was already big. Like,
right, but after that Cat, it was
After
like,
that, oh, my goodness. And then his podcast been going crazy.
Yeah.
He's had, like, incredible episodes. He's just been on a roll. And now this happens, and like you said, he was on the verge of getting a $100 million deal, which is insane. And then the ironic part is he had that clip where he's like, for $50 million,
I'll go to hell.
And now he's getting sued for $50 million.
Yeah, I'm like, man, speak of the devil, but damn, I don't, you know, it's just like, shit, you got to sit down, gang. I don't know. Actually, I got one thing. Don't call me Unk no more. That's over with.
No more Unk?
Fuck no.
So what do we call you now, like?
Young OG. All
right, I'm not saying that.
What you mean?
No one's doing that.
No.
You got me fucked up,
Young
bro.
Young OG?
Like, yeah. What you mean? Okay, so.
I recoiled a little bit. I was like, ooh.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Fuck this Shannon Sharp shit. What y'all going to call me instead of Unk?
Unk.
No.
Unk
yes.
Junior.
That's some Unk shit to say.
It is some Unk shit to say.
Call me Young OG.
Call me Young OG. What you mean?
That Unk
name is soiled now. I don't want to be called Unk no more.
I think he sold it for himself, man. One thing I never understood was, okay, you've had an NFL Hall of Fame career. You're famous in the media. You got all this money. But, like, why do you run to these OnlyFans girls that you know this is going to happen? You know they're already in sex work. So you already know, like, their job is to get a lick doing something like this.
I mean, dog, do we know?
Yes.
No. No. Listen, dog. Unk is from some small town by Savannah, Georgia.
So I know his grandmama raised him.
Raised him better.
Yeah, she raised him. Don't you go mess around these folks, man.
Listen, when the case dropped, whatever, and I saw the last name,
yeah.
Because what's her last? How do you pronounce it in Spanish, though?
Zuniga. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to have the
yeah, whatever. Yeah. But when I saw that last name, I said, "Oh shit, Unk fucking with these Latinas, dog. He out his breath, dog. He got Unk. Gotta go find."
She was white.
She is white, but she's you know, she's Hispanic. But my point is, though, is just like, bro, these girls, these OF girls, they messing in hyperspeed, dog. Unk don't know. Unk barely know. Clearly, Unk barely know how to use a fucking cell phone. Per the light, yeah.
Instagram,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just like, and did you see the video he did on his Instagram?
Yes,
the apology video.
Yes,
bro, that shit was so sorry, dog.
Man. He's like
in that damn suit with
my family and my colleagues. I want
to
talk to you.
No. But he had an accent. He was like, to my family, friends, and loved ones. This is a fake day.
Yeah, the Mike Tyson.
Yeah, no, that's dog. That's how Shannon talks. He has a lisp and a southern accent. If you put them together, to my friends, family, and loved ones, this is a fake day. The same lawyer is trying to represent me. Who's also representing Jay-Z.
Yep.
That's how he talk. I was just like, duh, this shit sorry as hell, bro.
Man, I don't know how he just sold it all, bro. Sold the house. And one thing, like, the bad thing about it is he's been on camera so much. Like, there's so many things that now people are going to bring up and use against him. Not to say that he's guilty, because I genuinely don't think that he's guilty. Of course, it's got to get proven in the court of law. But I think, like, every mistake he could have made along the way, he did. Like, everything he could have done to prevent it, he just overlooked it. Like, there's a clip of him talking to Donnell Rollins, and now his, Donnell Rollins' baby mama came out to attack Shannon because Shannon was clowning Donnell Rollins for dating this girl and getting her pregnant, and the age gap was like 20-something years. He's like, bro, you should have been dating her mama or something like that. And now he's like, yep. She came out. She's like, I don't know why he said that. Like, he got all on the father of my child saying something about the age gap when he's messing around with these young OnlyFans girls. And I'm like, bro, I don't know.
Did y'all see the text messages?
Yeah.
The text, yeah.
Text messages are kind of crazy.
Can we read them?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let me, give me a second to pull them up, though, but.
Yeah, the text message is.
I want you to put a big black baby in me.
Bro.
Yeah, I don't know. When I saw that shit, I was like, hey, Shannon, I can't represent this no more. I can't help you, dog. That shit was nasty as fuck, bro. Big black baby.
I know Unk was taking notes.
Nah. I was not taking hell nah. I don't talk to nobody like that. Fuck you talking about, bro? There's another text, too. You know what he called himself?
What?
He called himself Chocolate Daddy.
He said that?
I swear to God.
I didn't see that.
I swear to God.
No, the crazy thing is, I saw, like, a screenshot of the text, but I didn't read it, and I just, like, kept scrolling past it. And then later on, like, it's kind of hard to find, like, because I guess his lawyer put that out before. And then they were also going to settle for $10 million, which to me is
I'm like, damn, Shannon, you got it?
Shit. I don't know. To me, yeah, I guess it makes sense. Because a lot of people are saying if you're going to settle out of court, that means you're guilty. But to me, it's like, okay, looking at it, he's on the verge of getting this $100 million deal, plus all his other endorsements, plus everything he's got going on at ESPN. If to him it makes sense to be like, all right, I'll just give you $10 million, but shut the fuck up, like, don't fucking blow whatever I got going on up. You know what I mean?
This dude was an idiot, bro. When so after that shit, though, I can't find the text, but like his PR team or whatever, or his lawyer sent him a text to, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, he screenshotted
the text his lawyer sent him
and posted
that on social media. I'm like, dog.
That's some Unk ass shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, bro.
What is it
with these people that are old as shit in football? Because the same shit's happening to Bill Belichick right now.
Yeah, I think. I don't
What's
know.
What's going on with him?
Well,
he's dating like a 19 year old.
Yeah, his chick is like 22, 23 or some shit.
How old is he?
He's like 76. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's old as fuck. Yeah, he's old as fuck.
Do you see the
and he's like an old 76. Yeah. He ain't like a, you know, young. Like,
well, he worked
Shannon
out,
Sharp, like, low-key a young 50.
Where oh, no, Shannon, young, listen, Shannon's in great shape for somebody in his 50s.
Like, he's still fucked up, but he's a young 50.
Right.
Bill Belichick's an old 76.
He was dusty a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He don't got too many years. Yeah, he old.
You see the clip of him, like, leaving the house, shirtless?
No.
Bill Belichick?
Yes.
What? Get the fuck out of here, bro.
After, like, a hookup, and he's leaving, like, the fuck. It's like 7 a.m. He's like leaving shirtless.
Doing the walk of shame.
He thinks
doing
he's
the
in
walk
a
of
frat.
Shame. I'm so serious.
He's about to
Boy,
join a frat.
Listen, dog.
Dude, that shit was so funny.
Graduate transfer in the frat.
80 years old doing the walk of shame is crazy, dog.
Now you see how she's actually CC'd in all of the emails now for, like, She's actually involved with whatever job he has, and he's told the coaching or the staff that
he see her on everything.
He see her on everything. She's a part of the whole fucking coaching staff as well.
There you go.
Shout out to her. She getting her money, dog. Simp shit. The only thing I'm.
Right. There we go, man. Right. I tell y'all.
The only thing I can keep thinking about with this case is like, is that $100 million still like? Cause we need that, all right? Right.
I'm the type. Like, oh, God forbid some shit like that happen, but I'll be like, I'll come back. I'll be like, y'all still got that $100 million?
Yeah, I'm like, hold on. That's all I kept thinking about. I'm like, I know Shannon fucked up, but hey, we're also a podcast. We need $100 million. Why not? Man. We can split. How much was that? Four?
Yeah, 25 mil each.
Oh, we straight. Oh, easy. Yeah.
Off top.
Nah, man. Actually, I'm thinking about it though. If they gave me $25 million.
You might end up like,
yeah, I'm gonna be to my friends, family, and loved ones. This is a shakedown.
You can mess it with a white girl, Noah.
$25 million.
What else is he supposed to do?
What else do you want me to do?
That's like a career path, man.
If they gave you $25 million, what are you gonna do with it, bro?
I'm not going for no white girl.
Get the fuck out, bro. Don't fucking lie on here, bro.
What?
We know them girls you be talking to on Twitch.
This shit's not white.
What is she then?
It's gonna be like Shannon Sharp. She Latina, but she basically white.
Exactly. But 25, I'm fucking that off, man. 25
mil, yeah. I don't
know. Man. How much is Shannon worth, though?
He's gotta be worth crazy, bro.
Because if you can give him 10 million liquid, I'm like, shit.
Yeah. And then the thing is, like, I don't know how much he's worth because I don't know how much his first deal was, but you gotta think about it. He's had a Hall of Fame NFL career. He's been on TV covering sports for the longest time. He's got all these other endorsements.
Yeah.
He did the show with Skip Bayless. Like, he's got to be worth.
Bread.
He's probably got 100.
Yeah. Nah, it's crazy. He, after the Cat interview, he kind of spoke on this on Nightcap. He said, like, the Cat interview had generated so much money for him that he could basically, like, retire
just off
a few times over.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, damn.
You got to imagine, like, all the things that came after that. Like, that sparked the Diddy thing. That sparked this. That sparked low-key the Drake Kendrick shit because, like, it just shook up the whole internet, if you really think about
it.
And
crazy. How many views it got. Yes.
It got
the
same amount of views.
Yes.
And it's a long-ass video.
Yeah.
It's like 4 hours or something.
See,
like
Fredo's
that.
Thinking about analytics. He's like, bro, we need
to. Yeah, we get Cat Williams. You might have to make him talk for 10
facts,
hours.
No, shit.
For real.
You got a filibuster in this chair and shit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man, but, man, it's going to suck. I guess Shannon stepped away from ESPN. I don't know. I didn't watch much of his ESPN stuff that much, but I did watch Nightcap. Because
we be busy. That's why. Yeah. Like, I after a certain age, I'm like, ESPN only comes on in, like, doctor's offices and barbershops. Yeah. Like, you don't have time in the middle of your day to watch that shit.
When you used to stay home.
Yeah.
And you used to be, like, sick at home. Like, the TV's on. Like,
exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, they be talking about all the sports.
Yeah, because I'm like, I would always think about that. I'm like, who the fuck is watching ESPN to give all these people these big-ass media
contracts,
deals? I'm like, shit.
Not for real.
But
yeah, I mean, and then now that ESPN is owned by the mouse, man, he's...
The mouse. Yeah. I love how we refer to Disney like some scary ass, man. Like, they gonna come get you. Yeah, I don't want to fuck with Disney.
They might.
They might.
They might. Hey,
they never know.
So,
yeah, they're definitely not going for none of that. The way their whole organization is structured from the top down.
God.
He basically...
I feel bad for bro.
Himself.
This is basically strike two.
Strike two?
Yeah, because strike one was, remember that sex tape, that the audio
Instagram
shit?
Yeah,
you looking crazy.
Yep.
Strike two is this.
Yep.
Strike three, they going to hit you with that that Diddy cheesesteak special.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He's been
that Bill Cosby, that Russell Simmons. Yeah.
Yep.
So, Unc, if I were to give you any advice from a fellow Unc.
lock in for me.
Yeah, lock in, please, and cash out all your bank accounts.
Yeah, stop getting shaken down, man.
Yeah. And,
honestly, if I'm him.
Get
I'll
the fuck out of the country.
Yes.
Yeah, leave.
Give
leave.
Cat Williams money.
Go
I'm
to
out,
Bali.
Out
yeah,
yeah,
get
I'm
the fuck
the
out of here.
Yeah,
you could do Nightcap from remote.
Yeah.
They're not even in the same room when they do Nightcap.
Yeah, I
know. Dead ass.
Yeah, they,
he's not on he's not on TV anymore. So he could do Nightcap from home. You're straight.
Plus all his Club Shay Shay interviewees are like rich people. They can afford
they
to
can fly.
Somebody.
Yeah. Just schedule it in.
Yeah.
Cuz I don't want to see him on the news 6 months from now. Fucking Shannon Sharp arrested and shit. I'm like, nah, dog. That shit is scary, bro.
Yep,
that's how that shit start, but.
You either die a hero or you live long
enough
to
see yourself become a villain.
Yep.
Shit.
Whoa, stop right there. If you made it this far into the podcast and you're rocking with this episode, drop a like on this video right now. Now back to the episode. Shedeur Sanders, something else that's big, best been big in the media. He fell. And he fell.
He fell.
To say he fell.
He leaped. Fuck you mean fell. He leaped.
Yeah. He plummeted.
Tumbled.
Bro. I had like in my
controlled demolition.
Yes. What
the fuck you mean fell?
In my like remembrance in all of drafts in any sport, I have not seen someone fall like that, bro.
Yeah. Like caliber at least.
From being projected to be top five pick. Some people said he was going first. They were like, oh, it's gonna be him and Travis who's going 1 and 2. To fall all the way down and see all these.
You think that shit is on purpose? They talking about collusion.
That's a behind the scenes shit, right? It has to be. It has to be.
Okay, here's why I don't think it is. Because the NFL is so cutthroat. If you're a team and you genuinely think he's good, why would you not take him?
I saw a movie about this.
Break it down.
Basically, they had what was it?
Do you know the title of the movie you watched?
Draft Day.
Okay.
So basically, it was a football draft too. I don't really watch football, so I was.
What else would it be?
I don't know, shit, NBA.
Go ahead.
NBA.
Go ahead.
All right. So basically, they bought the first pick, right? You're supposed to pick that one guy. So it'd be like What was the guy's name?
Who?
Sanders.
Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah. So let's say like Sanders is gonna go first. They don't pick him up. Everyone's like in a frenzy. Everyone thinks there's like a scandal going on with the guy. So then, like, he keeps dropping because no one really wants to fuck with him because, like, there's probably a reason why he didn't get picked up in general. So I'm thinking, like, maybe they played some, you know, in the background.
I mean, yes. I think that definitely could go on, but I don't think that's collusion because that would mean the teams are not talking to each other. That's why they don't know why he didn't get taken. So, therefore, everyone's just making an assumption based on, well, if they let him go, it's for a reason. I don't want to look stupid and take him. And then he flops, and then they're like, yep, you see? That's why they let him go. You should have done it too. I think that's a possibility, but I don't know. All the people that are saying, like, it's racism, is this and that. Look, I don't care how – you could be the most racist white person in the world, bro. If you own a team and you know he's going to win a Super Bowl for you,
you're going to draft his ass, yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, it is.
That's real shit, though. If they feel like they didn't – I mean, if they felt like – he wasn't good enough, then it is what it is.
Yeah, and that's, I think that the conversation that has to be had is if he was like, because I think it's like a balance, right? You can be ostentatious and flashy and like cocky, but you have to be able to back that up. So I think the conversation is more like, okay, for the level of like cockiness that he has, is he good enough to make up for that? Is he good enough to make up for him being like a distraction in the media, or him always coming out and saying these things and distracting away from football? I think that's the question.
I don't even think it's like him necessarily being cocky though, but it was like certain things him and his dad were doing before the draft that like might have turned off an NFL team.
What was going on there?
Like, so for example, like Deion was doing interviews like before the draft, not right before the draft, but like, you know, earlier last year, whatever, where it'd be like, oh, you know, Shedeur might go to the Giants or the Raiders, whatever. And then he's Deion, like, would be like, oh, no, nah, well, you know, if it's a team that don't make sense, we're not going to let it happen, you know, type shit.
Yeah.
Now, on the other end of that, you know, Peyton Manning's dad, whatever, they were kind of doing the same shit. But, like, Deion's up on game. He knows, like, hey, bro, some of these teams are dog shit. I don't want my son going here.
Yeah,
like exactly. Any concerned parent would, but these NFL teams, I think they kind of want some, like, a motherfucker from the blind side. They want you to be on the street, homeless, starving. Thank you, Massa. I'm so appreciative of this opportunity. Like, Shedeur's straight, and his brother is straight. They don't really need the NFL like that.
I don't know about his brother.
Okay, his brother might.
His brother,
you know,
$11 million in the hole.
But you got,
God damn.
You didn't know about that?
No. I feel like since we brought Fredo on camera, all he's here to do is, damn, that's crazy.
He just ad-libbing.
Yeah, he's just ad-libbing.
Rules for thee, not for me.
Yeah.
Okay. But finish the Shedeur, then we'll talk about that.
No, but like I was saying, though, it was just like, I think like NFL teams were kind of nervous to draft Shedeur because it was like, oh, we're going to draft Shedeur
and his dad.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I think football, because there's so many moving pieces, it's a little different than basketball because we saw the same thing happen with LaVar Ball, Lonzo, LaMelo. Yeah. And teams were definitely concerned by that. But it's a little bit easier to manage on the basketball side because the teams are much smaller. There's less people to manage. There's less people to talk to. You can kind of get to a player. But on the football side, man, you got 11 people on offense, 11 people on defense, plus everybody on special teams, all the bench, all the practice squad. It's crazy amounts of people that if one person's fucking it up, that could cancer in the locker room spreads a lot faster.
To an entire organization. No, yes. You're right.
And especially if it's a, like you're saying, if it's a shitty organization that knows they got a history of not knowing how to fucking get their team together, it's like, yeah, we can't take that risk.
But another thing too I want to add on to is like, and other players have talked about this before, like just because you got drafted don't mean shit.
Yeah, it
does. All really. That shit goes away the moment you're going
step
to
on
train.
A field.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like people have said that, like, oh, fucking, if you're number one drafted, that's cool, but now what?
Yeah.
Type shit.
I mean, the only thing it does is like, if you do fizzle out the league, I guess your first contract was a little chunk of change.
Yeah.
Right? You're out the league. But like you said, right, we had Brock Purdy who was
Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah,
he made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he's playing, you know, he's playing good. And I'm sure a lot of teams regret not taking him. So at the end of the day, yeah, it doesn't truly matter. What matters is if he's good enough, all these people that passed on him, which is everybody, is going to look like an idiot.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to be like,
yeah, now we'll be like, told y'all.
Yep. And then that's when he's really going to talk his shit.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because
no,
if he
no,
was
no,
already
yeah,
going to
yeah.
talk his shit,
if this
when he
motherfucker
was just
brings Cleveland
oh,
to a,
man.
A Super Bowl,
oh,
holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Y'all about to see a level of shit talking unachieved.
Oh, man. It's going to be
crazy. The only thing, and we'll finish out with this, though. The only thing I keep thinking about is like that first day, you know, that draft party, whatever, like that was what, Thursday or whatever the fuck, Friday?
Yeah. Thursday, I think.
Yeah, man, I feel bad because it's like, you know, motherfuckers had hors d'oeuvres out.
They was ready.
Pizza was hot. Champagne ready. Cake. It was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fruit plates, man. All that shit started
getting
cold.
Everybody took off work.
Yeah. Bro, motherfuckers put their coats up. You know what I mean? Then Friday, the same amount of people don't come back. And then, you know what I mean? Because they had the whole party and then like, by the time he got drafted, they were just at the house.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
No, another thing. Did y'all see him get prank called?
Yeah. Bro.
Diabolical, dude.
That shit was crazy. Some old racist, I mean, some racist motherfuckers
legendary.
From Mississippi or some shit.
We gonna be legendary. Yeah, you gonna have to wait, though.
We gonna have to wait, though.
That's fucked up, dog. That's
bro,
so
imagine.
Fucked up. I would have been calling back, you motherfuckers.
Also, Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get y'all
bro,
ass,
no,
man.
You're right. Like, imagine, like, everybody's there ready. They're like, okay, he's going to be top five. And then once he says, like, it's okay. You know, still top 10, though. Still top. Nope.
Nope.
Whole first day goes by. Like, how awkward must it be? Like, I'll be like, bro, I just lost all my aura in front of all my loved ones.
Man, shout out to Deion family, though. Shadur family, excuse me, because they got a strong family. Because, dog, if that was me and it was taking that long to get drafted, bro. My mom would have been on the phone with the NFL, like, y'all better draft my goddamn son, bro. Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, bro.
That ass.
Shout out to brother, man. Hopefully he balls out in Cleveland, and we'll be staying up to date with his career. And, yeah, if he makes it, y'all go hear about it here first. If he doesn't, you'll probably leave it alone.
But
we'll
he good. He not, like, you've seen his change.
Yeah, he's not sorry.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, they straight, but.
Shiloh, though, just Phil Fredo's fixing. So, for everybody that doesn't know, Shador got a brother named Shiloh who played, it seemed like he played 10 years in college, but they, of course, played for the same team, Jackson State, with Coach Prime, moved to Colorado. But I guess when he was 15, he got into a fight at school, and a security guard tried breaking it up, and I guess he pushed him or some kind of altercation went down. Security guard got injured, sued him, and because he didn't show up to court, he then owed him like 11 point something million dollars.
Damn. Just for not showing up?
Just for not showing up. Well, he had to go defend himself. He didn't go. So he just lost the case. Yeah. He lost that, and then he had to declare bankruptcy. And then he bought a Mercedes. I don't know what Mercedes.
Why would he buy
a
Mercedes if he's
bought a Mercedes? Because his daddy rich, his brother rich.
He got a stunt. He can't pull up. He can't pull up to the house in a Nissan Altima.
Yeah, his brother like his brother like this every game.
Yeah. Perfect timing on my rich. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so he owes $11 million. He bought a Mercedes, and I guess now he hasn't kept up with the payments. So they're kind of Mercedes trying to repo it, and now he didn't get drafted. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Well,
he's
an undrafted free agent, so he got signed.
He got signed. Yeah, he got signed
to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
To Tampa Bay, yeah. So we'll see how he does out there. But yeah,
boy, y'all better have the best years of y'all fucking life, man.
I don't know. The leap from college to NFL is like. I think bigger than any other sport, like, it's just that cutthroat. Because we see, like, people that are special talents in college.
In college,
NFL,
and then
it doesn't transfer at all.
Especially at the QB position,
yeah,
for sure.
or they're in the league, but like it's just such a physical league that it takes a toll on your body, and you're out the league in three, four, 5 years. And but I don't know, man. Hopefully they both have good careers, and yeah, hopefully we get them on the pod sometime. That'd be cool.
For sure.
Coach Prime for sure.
Or Coach Prime, any of them.
Coach Prime for sure.
I want you to get engaged, all right? So please comment down below right now. Tell us what your favorite moment is. All right, back to the episode.
Besides the NFL draft, which should have been in Vegas, we had another big event in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that thing shut the whole city down.
He's talking about WrestleMania, y'all.
WrestleMania shut the whole city down, bro. It was Friday before, it was Saturday, Sunday, right?
Yeah, 2 days, yeah.
So Friday, I was here, and then I was going to go shoot. I was going home. I was going home. It's like 5 p.m. Bro, there was traffic from here to my house. Like, damn. Crazy traffic. Like, standstill traffic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I was like, oh, WrestleMania's in town. And then I talked to people. They were like, yep, I was at the airport. I had to wait hella long to get out the lines.
Yeah.
Bro, I did not know. Well, I didn't know it was that serious, but it was low-key worse than the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Traffic-wise?
Yes. Yeah. It's worse than F1, shit. Worse than the Super Bowl. It was crazy the amount of people that showed up. And the tickets were mad expensive.
Stupid, dumb expensive.
More expensive than a fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Like, every seat. I mean, not like right before the day of, but like I try to look for a seat like a month before. That shit, every seat, $1,000
minimum.
I'm John like, Cena, y'all though. Fucking tripping, huh?
It's John Cena though.
No, I know, and that's why I wanted to go, but I'm like, nigga, I just went to Japan last month. I can't afford to do all this cool shit.
It's not like you were gonna see him anyways.
Are you right,
idiot? All
right, no point.
You was just gonna hear the song.
Yeah,
I can play the song for you.
Fredo would have been there. Where the fuck is it?
Guys, we paid this all this money for it.
It's an empty ring. What the fuck? Right.
But you went to Wale Mania.
Yes, I did.
So how was that?
Wale Mania was lit, man. I can't fucking complain, bro. Wale Mania was lit. Shout out Wale. Shout out Netflix.
What's Wale up to these days?
Man, what is he up to? He has a kid, I'm pretty sure. So he's raising his kid and shit. Album number 8 coming soon. Do y'all fuck with Wale?
Was it a while ago? Like,
I just knew one middle school from him.
Wait, middle school?
Yeah.
What song?
That's all the song I knew from way back in the day.
Yeah, no, so he performed all his songs at the end of the night, but they had a bunch of other wrestlers come out. Fucking Jeff Hardy came, bro.
I know. I saw
Jeff
that.
Hardy came. Jealous, Jey Uso came. Naomi came. There was like, you know what's funny, though? There was like wrestlers in the crowd, but like they were from the 90s. I didn't recognize them at first.
Oh,
so do y'all remember X-Pac?
Yep.
Okay, he was in the crowd, like he was in the front, and then Devon Dudley. Y'all know Devon Dudley? Yeah. Devon Dudley was like, because I was upstairs, and like he was kind of across the stage, whatever, and I had to like zoom in with my eyes. I had to squint. I'm like, is that Devon Dudley? I was like, dang.
Are they all still like roided out?
No. Nah. Devon Dudley got fat. And X-Pac don't even look like X-Pac. I'm sorry to be disrespectful. Y'all can come on the pod anytime. I love y'all, but. Nah, they don't look like how they do in the 90s and shit. Jey Uso was there. Who else was there? Yeah. No, Wale Mania was pretty fucking lit. Yeah. Then Friday. Was it Friday or Saturday? Hold on. Friday or Saturday, whatever. I got invited out to Live Beach Club because there was a DJ.
He was there with Pauly C, no?
No, that's later. Okay, let me tell you. Yeah, that's later. That's a good story, but that's later. No, I got invited out to Live Beach because my homie wanted to see this DJ, whatever, and plus they had a section, whatever, so I was like, all right, fuck it. Sure, I'll come out. And I thought my night was just going to end there. I didn't know I was going to go to the nightclub Live. But whatever, I'm in the booth, whatever, the DJ booth at Live Beach. Yeah, I mean, it was cool, whatever, you know, oomph ass music. I'm like, bro, I got to shake, so... I texted Mike from On the Arm, obviously. I was like, bro, where you at? I'm finna just pull up on you and shit. Because obviously he's with Metro, whatever. I'm like, he was already there in the booth, whatever, at Live. So I make my way over to Live, whatever. And thankfully, I guess, because they stamp your arm, whatever?
Yeah.
Your wristband?
You had the same stamp from outside?
Exactly, yeah. So re-entry, I didn't have to pay to get in type shit. So me and the homie just meandered our way up to the DJ booth, whatever the fuck. And yes, I did see Pauly C. Yeah.
No, it cracked me the fuck up because shout out to Mike from On the Arm.
Yeah.
But on his Instagram, I'm like, bro, I think it was the morning after. I don't remember if I saw it at night or the morning after. Mm-hmm. But I'm scrolling the stories. and he's recording, and Polly sees like standing there
yeah.
with his phone on.
Yeah.
And
he's right next to Metro. Metro's DJ.
Yeah,
and
Future's mask off is playing. He's just going, Percocet.
No, it wasn't. Percocet. No. It was a Playboy Cardi song. It was the wrong song. It was a Cardi song.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Hood by Air. It was Hood by Air.
And he's just yelling,
but
Polly
C didn't know the fucking song, so he's just bro. It's like, imagine if you're Metro DJ, right? And I'm Pauly C. He's slamming, like, I guess, like, the little table or whatever. He's like, yeah. Percocet! Percocet! Like a child. I'm just like, bro, this nigga Pauly C is on one, bro. And I saw him that night. Yeah. He, like, walked by the bar or whatever, but whatever. Yeah, shout out to Metro. That shit was lit. Hella Wrestlers came out that night, too. Fucking Bron Breakker, Liv Morgan, fucking the Tag Champs. All these motherfuckers, right? Yeah. So... whatever, Metro gets done DJing and shit, and I'm kind of have you been to Live?
No.
Okay, there's like, why'd you sound sad?
Nah, I just, I don't know.
We're going to call Breland, we all going to go, don't worry. But what's it called? I'm standing by like kind of like the end of the DJ booth, whatever, and they're all walking out in a single file line, and like Metro's in the middle of that line and shit, right? Mm-hmm. And we kind of all make way for this motherfucker, Metro and shit, to walk out.
Right.
And Mike sees me in the line, dog. It's the funniest shit in the world. Shout out to Mike. This nigga daps me up, and while he's like, while our hands are locked, he pulls me with him in the line. Like, this nigga pulled me like a first responder out of like, I was in some rubble. Yeah. Like, it was the crap. Bro, he pulled me out like Spider-Man, dog. And like,
Noah saw himself being in a general admission, getting dragged.
I swear. Yeah. I was like, I got dragged with him and shit. I was like, bro, what the fuck? So I'm in a single file line with Metro and Mike and like 30, 40 other people. And then they throw us in this goddamn, there's like a secret room or some shit. It's like
secret
a green
room?
No, it's like a green room.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's
okay.
Just like, yeah. Nothing crazy as shit. But then whatever, we go catch a Sprinter bus and then, you know, we went out to another spot. And yeah, so I didn't go home till like 5 a.m.
Damn, 5 a.m. I'm knocking out at the spot. I don't care, bro.
I was about to knock out at the spot, but you know what's funny too? I probably shouldn't say this on here, but when I pulled up to the other spot, because we were like, everyone was catching Sprinter buses and shit.
Right.
So Mike got on the bus, but I was just like, yo, my car's parked. I'm going to just go drive over to the spot, whatever. By the time I get over to the spot, get through the door, whatever, like, I see Mike. I'm like, Mike, what up, bro? He's like, hey, I'm about to leave. I'm like, what the fuck? So he left like as soon as I got there and shit. But at this point, it's like 4 a.m. or some shit. So I probably stayed for like 20 more minutes and I bounced. I was like, dog, I need sleep, dog. But yeah, that shit was lit, man. You know, shout out Metro. Shout out Mike. You know what I mean?
Shout out WrestleMania, man.
Shout out WrestleMania for sure.
Here, bro. Yeah, did y'all ever watch wrestling growing up?
Of course.
Y'all did it?
I watched it, yeah.
Dang.
Y'all know the interview we did with Breland, I was wearing a Tommy Dreamer shirt.
Yeah.
You know, I like to do little slick references here and there.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I remember that's one of the first sports I watched, actually. Like, before I watched soccer and I watched that. Before I watched, like, football, baseball, that shit.
I'm sorry. You know what we used to do as a kid? Or what I used to do as a kid? So, we didn't have cable growing up back in the day. Because remember, Raw used to be on USA.
Yep.
So, on Cox Communications, the cable package, that's channel, like, 34 or some shit like that, 32, whatever, back in the day, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all had Cox, but so we had basic cable. So
right.
The channels would get fuzzy after, like, channel 20 or some shit like that.
Yep.
It'd get fuzzy, whatever. So what Telemundo used to do.
Oh, they used to play it in Spanish?
Yeah, they used to play it. It would be on Monday, but they played on Saturday.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I used to watch Monday Night Raw on Saturday.
Not the way and shit.
Yeah, in Spanish. But what's fucked up is the way they would do the dub, they would dub like the Spanish over the English. So you can hear both at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to hate that because sometimes like the English would start first and then the Spanish
right after. So it'd be like Triple H at Batista at WrestleMania. And then 2 seconds
later. At WrestleMania.
Yeah. I'm like, dog. So yeah, I was learning Spanish, watching wrestling in Spanish type shit. But we'd have cable.
All he knew was wrestling catchphrases and shit.
Facts, yeah.
Yeah, but that shit's really lame. I still have never been to any like wrestling event. I know they did it. They had what was it? I think Raw last year here.
Yeah, like they have them like every once in, you know, Raw, SmackDown.
We gotta get tapped in, man. We gotta get some wrestlers on here. We definitely gotta make it out to a show.
Or some local wrestlers, yeah.
Yeah, because I follow the Club 520 Jeff Teague podcast.
Yeah.
they had a bunch of wrestlers on, and they were out here for WrestleMania too. I'm like, damn, like if only I would have known, we should have like tried to set something up with them.
That yeah, awesome. That'd be lit.
And I didn't know they're actually in Shannon Sharpe's media group.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy. No, yeah.
That's actually a good question for us. Are we ever gonna sign up a media group? Would y'all want to?
Probably. I feel like if it makes sense, it makes sense.
But then I feel like we kind of, you know.
Control?
Not control. We just need money.
Yeah. the thing is, like, as long as it's not a long-term deal, it's
yeah.
Like you take advantage of it, you do your thing, and then you can sign a bigger deal somewhere else or just go independent.
Because I know we're going to get offered something eventually.
Yeah. So, but like, for example, for them, like, I don't really think they get controlled like that. Like, they low-key be wild.
No, they was, bro, like, literally, like, they're signed to Shannon's Network, Club 520.
Yeah.
And then maybe, like, a week later, they're fucking, they were already shitting on Shannon and shit. I'm like, dog.
Yeah.
That's funny as fuck, bro.
Bro, the shit that be cracking me up is they got a DraftKings sponsorship.
Yeah.
And that dude, B-Ham.
B-Ham, bro. Shout out, B-Ham, dog.
Like, yep. On this week's parlay, he's like, I know y'all got bills to pay. $10 will win you $30,000. PJ Tucker to hit 8-3.
I see that too, dog. I'm like, bro.
We're like, I don't even know what TV's on.
Nah, the funniest shit they ever said on Club 520, that, like, they couldn't even finish talking about it. It was that one meme. It's like somebody teaching Zion Wade how to dribble. Yeah, I was just like, bro, y'all gonna get fucking canceled, dog.
Be wild,
shout out Club 520 and shit.
That's how
man.
Noah dribbles too.
No, I don't dribble like that at all.
We gotta do that 1v1. We gotta set that 1v1 up.
A basketball. Yeah. Oh, can we talk about that too? That picture you sent in the group chat.
Let's talk about it.
That was your foot, right?
Yeah, it was my foot.
Okay.
You always got your feet out, bro.
It's because my.
Why do you think we want to see that shit?
My toenail's bruised.
How'd you bruise your toenail?
Whenever I play basketball or soccer, it always bruises.
Can we make a rule? Like, next pod,
wear socks,
can you please just come to the pod in like regular shoes?
Close-toed shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a restaurant.
Like it's a science class.
Yeah.
Remember, you used to not be able to walk in
no shoes, no shirt.
Chemistry.
No
you can't go to chemistry without close-toed shoes.
Please wear protective eye gear. Yeah, please. We love you to death, but you can't. I don't want you out here fucking. You got your toes out like an OF model, dog.
Not even have no white nail polish, nothing. Dude.
Nothing. No French tips, nothing.
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
No pedicure, nothing.
Just bunions and chips. We don't want to see that shit.
Should look like Parmesan cheese at the bottom.
No, it don't.
Yeah, dude. Start the great.
My nail's
shit.
Purple, chat.
All right.
Bro, you know we're on camera. Yeah, who wants to see this shit?
Anybody can see it.
Fredo, please make this a clip. This is going. Patreon. Yeah, this is a clip, by the way.
All
right. Shit.
All right, man. What else we got on the list? Let's go with the double XL thing.
Okay, yeah. So obviously, the XXL freshman list is being voted on right now. Or excuse me, they currently got the list already. They got 9 spots filled.
So for everybody that doesn't know what the double XL list is, it's a magazine
a hip hop magazine.
That for the last like 10 plus years has been creating classes. So they kind of treat like a high school, a freshman class, which is all the hottest artists, rappers, up and coming talent in the rap industry. Everybody votes and then they'll have like a cipher. And there's been like a bunch of viral ones. Like the 2016 one had like 21 Savage, Lil Yachty, Uzi. And then there was like the few years later had like XXXTentacion before he passed doing like that weird demonic shit.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, basically a bunch of the biggest rappers ever have came through that. I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember the last time I even like at low key since like 2016. I'm like, I haven't really paid attention to it.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is like we getting old.
We getting old. And the reason
it's so weird, bro, because remember how people used to say like, oh, the generation before us like kind of hated hip hop because it was like too different. And we're like, nah, this shit is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then their generation hated, or the generation before them hated like rock music because it was too weird and shit.
Yeah,
I feel like it really is just that cycle.
Bro. Yeah, because I used to like here's the funny thing though about these lists. Like every year after 2016, like you know less and less of the people.
Yeah,
on
exactly. List. It's like fading.
You
knew
like 9 out of 10. Yeah, 8 out of 10. Now you like
I don't know none of these motherfuckers, right?
Who the fuck is Benji Bluebill?
So I have on XXL.com right now, you can vote for the 10th spot on the freshman class.
Okay, let's do this. Let's all vote based on name aura. We have we none okay. of us. I haven't listened.
So
to
it's a long list of names to get through. But I'm gonna start from top down, right?
Why don't we just do like top one, like who we think is the best.
Okay. Yeah. And also like whether y'all know the names or not.
Oh, okay.
You
okay.
Know what I mean, so I first name down, Aaliyah's Interlude.
That's a name.
Yes.
It's not a song.
No, that's a name. That's a song. This name. Is the list.
What album is that on? Drake's.
I think Drake has sampled Aaliyah, but this is the person's name. Okay. Baby Chief, do it. I swear to God, this is I'm on XXL's West. I'm not lying.
His name's like Lil Pump Chet.
That's over with. That's 10 years ago.
Baby Chief, do it. Uses Fortnite user.
Babyface E.
No.
Baby Kia. Y'all know him from Atlanta? He's the dude that be screaming and shit. Bay Swag.
Nope.
He's dope. Shout out Bay Swag. Benji Blue Bills.
Yeah, Benji. Where's he from?
I think he's from DC and Atlanta.
Yeah.
Baltimore?
No, DC. Baltimore. I said DC. Yeah. Yeah.
He's from Baltimore, Chet.
Yeah.
Fucking hate idiots.
B-Jax?
Wait, hold on. I want to see what Benji Blue Bills looks like.
He black?
He definitely don't look like this Benji.
No, he look like designer.
Yeah.
He look like designer.
That's Benji. Okay.
Does he not?
Yeah. No, he gotta do it. Back to the list though. B-Jax.
Nope.
Bloodhound Q50.
Nope. He thought Infinity is a car.
Oh God. BLP Q50. Kosher.
No. He's Jewish.
Yeah.
No.
Cartel Bo.
Nope.
No.
Chechna.
No.
Certified Trapper.
Nope.
Che. She. Che. C-H-E.
No. No.
Nope.
Chicken P.
That's a food.
Chow Lee.
That's a Street Fighter character.
Chucky.
That's a fucking horror movie character.
Cleopatra. I mean, Trapple.
Cleo Trapple. Oh my God.
Dave Blunt.
Claudia. I know Dave Blunt.
We know Dave Blunt.
Yeah.
D-Baby.
I heard of him.
EBK J-Bo.
D-Baby's from Texas?
I think so, yeah.
EBK
J-Bo. Yeah,
I heard of him.
Yeah. Eam Triplin.
Mm-mm.
He's hard. Shout out Eam Triplin. El Snappo.
Nah.
Jello.
Yeah.
Is that
like, how am I throwing in the corner?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out
Jello.
Glock 40 Spaz.
No.
Hanum Kant is the one dude. Tell me how you live. Big Stepper. That dude. The TikTok song.
I heard the song. I don't know.
Hurricane Wisdom.
Nope.
No. Ian.
Bro, there's 100 names on this list.
No, the list is about to finish. I promise.
No, it's not. I promise you.
Oh, we're still reading. Hold on. Junie.
I'm reading them right now.
Shout out Junie. Hobbishes, we in the building.
Junie B. Jones.
It's an A to Z list, and there's numbers after that.
Can I finish the fucking list?
Got numbers.
Let me finish the list. Okay. Hey, man. Shit.
Go.
Georgiana.
The white girl.
Yeah.
What up, T.
Kenny.
1900 Rugrats.
Hold on. Let me finish the list. Hold on.
What?
Caribou.
I know
Caribou. Shout out Caribou.
How the fuck is she a freshman still?
I held back. Laser Dim 700.
Damn.
Laser Dim 700?
No.
Y'all know him. Lefty Gunplay?
I know him, yeah.
Okay. Low Shimmy?
No.
You got that song with Brent Fires? That shit hard. Lil Dill? This is how you pronounce it. L-U-H-H-D-Y-L.
Lil D?
Mellow Bucks. Montana 700?
I know Montana 300.
Yeah, shout out Montana 300. You come to the pod anytime. Mud Baby Rule.
No.
Nems.
No.
Nino Paid.
No.
Oh, that's Mim's picture.
The fuck?
Look at the picture.
Pizza box?
I think this is just a homeless dude. Osama Son.
I know Osama Son.
I don't know.
Peso.
I know Peso.
Peso R, yeah. Rack Baby.
No.
Rayvon, shout out TDE.
Nah.
Rio the Young OG, he's probably gonna win the 10th spot.
No.
Rio the Young OG?
No.
Oh my fucking, y'all crazy, bro. Y'all, please do your homework. Samra Sin? No. Scrooley G?
Nope.
Siete 7X? He's hard. Shout out him. Skywater?
Nope.
Skrilla?
I heard of him.
Starbands?
Nope.
Sturdy Youngin?
Nope.
Sugar Hill D Dot?
I heard of Sugar Hill. Sugar Hill Gang.
What that? No, Sugar Hill D Dot is. He's from New York. He's a drill rapper.
Yeah.
Trap Dicky.
Nah.
Trey Loaded.
Mm-mm.
Vaughn off 1700. Y'all heard of these people. Yeah. Wiz Havnin.
No.
No.
Whiny? Winnie? No.
Winnie the Pooh?
I don't know. Xavier So Based?
No.
I don't even know how to pronounce it. How do you pronounce this?
Hapoge.
That's how you say it?
Yapoge.
Yapoge? YTB Fat? He hard.
Nope.
Zeddy Will?
Nope.
Zillionaire Doe?
No.
He hard. Shout like out Nick CMG.
Hmm? Zeddy Will looks like Nick Cannon.
You know what? I kind of see that. That's kind of crazy. Zoe Osama? He hard.
Zay Osama?
Yeah, Zoe Osama.
Nah, I know Zay Osama.
1UP T?
We're going to the numbers.
1900 Rugrat?
No.
310 Baby?
No.
Y'all know? Bro, y'all know.
No.
He got Soak City.
I don't know that.
Bro, you want me to play the song?
No.
Okay.
Bro, obviously
y'all
no.
heard the song before. But that is the entire list of everyone who was up for grabs for the 10th spot on the 2025.
I'm going to just vote for Jello.
That's yeah, it. Lucky.
Jello? Who you voting for, Fredo?
Benji Bluebills.
Same.
Nah, man. Not much. No Benji Bluebills.
Why? He's from Baltimore.
Baltimore Accent Challenge. Nah, I mean, Jello, yeah, probably because he's...
Okay, who do you think is going to win the 10th spot?
Wait, all these are competing for the 10th spot?
The 10th spot, yeah.
Who the fuck is the top 9?
They haven't announced that yet.
So how the fuck do we know?
This is for the 10th spot.
But then who's 1 through 9 then?
The other fucking lit niggas. Ooh. I don't know. Just, this is for the 10th spot.
Jello.
All Bluebills, come on.
Okay, Caribou.
Caribou
ass.
Damn right, hey, bro.
She's a special ed class. Free, she got held back.
Free Palestine and free Caribou.
I thought she is free.
Yeah, well, is. Not exact. From a record deal, no.
Yeah. Lock her back up.
Yeah, keep her locked up. Yeah, do the world a favor. Yeah. Okay, if we go to Atlanta, what three people would we want to get on the pod?
We go to Atlanta. Well, definitely not Young LA because that went to shit. But, yeah. Who do we get on? Fuck. Fredo, you got?
Thug,
come on.
Young Thug? Yeah.
He's not allowed in Atlanta, no.
Why not?
Okay. Well, no, his probation. He literally can't be in Metro Atlanta.
He can't be there.
Yeah, but we could go to the outskirts, wherever he is.
So we're going to go to where they have the fucking Ku Klux Klan or some shit to interview Young Thug.
Hey. It's Young Thug.
All right, fuck it.
It was in the Sinners movie.
That's Mississippi, you dumbass.
That's worse.
Oh, the KKK was in the Sinners movie.
Oh, okay. Don't spoil the movie on here, please.
I swear, bro.
So basically, the whole premise of the movie is.
Yes, for real. So Young Thug is one. Who else are we interviewing? Somebody we got to interview.
Anthony Edwards?
He from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, number two.
Hey, ain't gonna lie, that interview will be crazy.
Number three, is there a reasonable one we could actually get?
I don't know. Rich Homie Quan?
He died.
Yeah. Can we still get him on? All
right. We're going to interview his ghost? How are we going to summon him? With a Ouija board or some shit? Yeah. Fucking.
Where do you got to go to?
That right too? Like, what the fuck is you talking about, fucking bitch? Yeah, what are you talking about?
That Ouija board made me feel some type of way.
Yeah. Oh, my. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, dog? God damn, RIP Homie Quan, man.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know who's like small time in Atlanta.
Caribou. That's the, she ain't busy?
Yeah, definitely ain't busy.
I love her to death, but come on.
Just tell her you're busy.
Somebody, can we DM her from the On The Run account?
Yeah, we can try that.
Okay.
Yeah. We could also be like, try to ask Mike to tell us like her manager or some shit. I don't know. He probably got some kind of contact.
Some, yeah.
Yeah.
Deadass there. Yeah, we really gonna interview her.
Yeah, we can make it happen.
Yeah.
We need to get some wrestlers on the pod, though. We gotta get like a...
Like, that, really in the field.
That dude, Dominic Mysterio, we gotta get him on.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Hell crazy. Yeah. For sure.
Crazy. Who else?
We gotta get some old wrestlers, though.
Jeff Hardy.
Let's get the Boogeyman. Remember the Boogeyman? Yeah. Some of these wrestlers, they ain't doing shit either.
But I wanna get Randy Orton. Wait, who's your favorite? I guess y'all don't watch wrestling.
Nah, I watch it. Top five wrestlers?
Top three.
I love The Undertaker, bro.
Undertaker?
Yeah.
Nah, you're weird.
What?
Who the fuck liked The Undertaker?
Bro, he was a lot of people. What you mean?
Nah, he was weird.
Yeah, that was the point.
Yeah, but like, why? Who? I don't know people who liked him.
What is it?
All right, who else? Kane?
What was it? Triple H.
He's my top three.
I might have to do like two top threes.
It's the top six, idiot.
Two separate lists, you fucking fuckface. Fuck you mean, top six. Have you ever heard of a top six, Benji?
You just said I did two top
threes. I said two top threes. I didn't say a top six.
That's a top six.
Shut the fuck up, man. Six. Shut up, man. Shut the fuck up. We're not multiplying lists, dog.
This is my WWF and my WWE.
No, bro.
All right, who's the last one, Alfredo?
Shit.
John Cena?
Nah, not John Cena. I didn't really fuck with John Cena.
I know you was wearing little denim shorts.
No way.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you. I was too.
I was Chain Gang all day, yep. Bro.
With that little sweatband.
Yeah.
Arm band right here.
Yeah.
What is it? Nah, Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio. Right.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know. I fuck with a lot of them. Triple H got to be there. Randy Orton got to be there. And Jeff Hardy got to be there. But if I had to do a top five, probably Rey Mysterio would definitely have to be there. And maybe Shawn Michaels.
Y'all so disrespectful.
What?
Nobody fucking said Eddie Guerrero.
All right, I was going to say
y'all Hispanic.
Yeah, I was going to say it, but RIP.
Which, yeah.
So add it to your top six. All right.
My top six. All right,
put Bobby Lashley in your top five then. I better see Bobby Lashley on there.
So is this a DEI wrestling list?
I better see
Eddie Guerrero.
Maven on there.
Maven?
Yeah.
That fat ass nigga?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Better be on your list.
Eddie Guerrero, Shelton Benjamin, New Jack from ECW, John Cena, and number five, Shawn Michaels.
Six.
Yeah. Oh wait, that's five.
Yeah, number six.
Keep
it up.
Rhea Ripley.
What?
Hey, bro. She bad as shit. Hot as fuck.
Little 10-year-old Noah was going crazy.
No, she's in the No. She's in wrestling now. She was in
wrestling
now. Yeah.
I don't know.
Rhea Ripley now.
You see that clip with her and the
I Benjamin, I thought you didn't watch it. We caught you.
I knew. He was quiet this whole discussion. Then he said, did you see the clip? Ray Ripley. Did you see the clip?
And he knew more.
She's Miz.
Rhea Ripley is Miz?
Yes.
Get up.
She's Australian or something like that?
Yeah. She's Miz?
Yes.
As a wrestler, are you talking about just wrestling?
Wrestling.
Please clarify. Yeah, please. Wrestling. You talking about wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro. Okay.
No, but
go ahead. What clip were you talking about? Hurry up!
Finish.
Hurry up! What clip were you talking about? Fredo, this is a clip, by the way. I'm going to help you edit for this episode. What clip were you talking about?
You know.
What clip?
What clip you think I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Let them know.
The clip of Rhea Ripley putting sunglasses on.
That's the clip?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Shit.
You know what clip I'm talking
about? Oh, I thought you were talking about some other shit. Never mind.
Okay, what type of freak shit are you on?
No.
I know what you're thinking.
What is he thinking?
He's thinking of the clip.
What was that?
He's thinking of the clip of her head, Rhea Ripley, like... bending over some girl or something. Why are you laughing?
That shit is on Instagram, bro. No, that shit's on Instagram.
I've never seen it.
Her lips are all out.
What?
Okay, anywho. Yeah, shout out Rhea Ripley.
Yeah?
All right. Y'all seen that?
I'm
on Instagram.
Yeah,
never
seen it.
Never mind. I'm on Instagram too much. Shout out Rhea Ripley. Shout out the WWE.
Shout out Nina.
Who? Oh, shout out Nina for sure. I need it for sure.
I'm going to keep it 100. I never really, watched, the female wrestlers like that. I know everybody watched them because, they was bad or whatever they're supposed to be. But, in terms of entertainment, it wasn't really,
I don't find any of them interesting.
Yeah,
it's better than me, shit. I did.
Little 10-year-old Noah was going crazy.
Facts. Shout out Kelly.
27-year-old Noah's going crazy for Rhea Ripley.
Hey, I'm 29. It's
nostalgia, little guy.
No.
Even worse.
You should have said 27. 29, actually, idiot. I'm an incel. Come get at me. I'm watching Ray. Call me the next Shannon Sharp.
Oh.
Aight.
Flying and scheming.
Aight.
I'm Shannon Sharp over here.
Can't forget.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. If I met Rhea Ripley,
I'm texting like Shannon Sharp too.
Put a big black baby?
No!
God forbid the podcast getting some money, man.
No, I'm not going to be out here apologizing in the suit. This is the takedown. For my friend, family, and loved ones.
Nah, I know how it's going. Yeah. He's going to get on camera. He's going to be like, they got me, yo. Not a shake.
They got me, yo.
Not a shake.
They got me, yo. Hey, gang. They got me, yo. They caught my ass, yo. Fuck. Oh, my God. They got me. That's actually good. Can we do that? Can y'all like intimidate? What am I saying? Imitate me if I got caught up in some shit like that. Yeah, what maybe, the apology maybe. Video gonna look like? Yeah.
They got me.
No, yeah. Look at the camera and act as if you were me. You gotta apologize for some shit like that.
They got me.
What was this? I don't have braids. You racist fuck. What was that?
My head got itchy.
Huh?
My head got itchy.
That wasn't part of the act.
That was part of that. That was just me.
All right, Pharrell's fakes go.
It's not true. It's not
nah.
True.
Nah. Yeah, he gonna admit it.
You gonna admit it?
Nah, he's gonna be like, look, it was me, they got me, and this is how.
This is how? Break it down exactly.
He's gonna be like, look.
It's a clip for his Instagram page.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like, look, I'm 29, I love her, and I thought, you know what, I got it. I got it. Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean, I wouldn't call myself Unk in first person, but
you call yourself Young OG.
Young
got
OG.
It.
Young OG, yeah. They got the Young OG, y'all. Hold on.
Shut the hell up.
Okay, you go.
Young OG.
You go. Go ahead.
He literally gonna be like, they got me, yo. What can I say? I'm 29. I try to shoot my shot. Valentine from D. What is he doing? That's literally how it's gonna go.
Nah, they're gonna do the TikTok edit, yeah. Some motherfucker missing, and then they show the text is like just
being Curry from the moon.
Yeah, Curry from the moon.
God, I'd rather go 0 for 30.
0 for 30 is crazy.
I'd rather go 0 for 30 than 0 for 10. That means I stopped shooting.
See? That's some shit I was saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
That shit was so tough.
I know. No need to glaze me though.
Yeah.
Anyways. Let's proceed to the next topic on the list. Mm-hmm. So I saw another podcast do this a while back. Mm-hmm. And I went ahead and found us a list. I don't know if you guys took a look at it. But it's the best white people sayings.
Okay. And
some of these younger that are cracking up, man.
I did glance at the list a little bit.
What are some of y'all favorites? Fredo's Fix, we'll start with you.
I saw, Wind Tarnation? That shit was up
there. Wind Tarnation?
That's some XXXTentacion type shit.
Nah. I hate when people...
You remember that song?
You ever been chilling with your white friends and you say something and be like, get a load of this guy.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That was my favorite.
Benjamin, say one.
Let's see if you do this.
Now there was another one on the list. It's like, let me scoot right past you. I've heard that one in real life. I'm like, dog.
I work, bro. Someone's gonna be like, whoop, I'm just gonna scoot right past you.
Yeah, scoot right past you. Work or school right past you, excuse me.
Nah, you know what else they be spamming that one? When you went to the store, like trying to browse through some shelves or some shit, mm-hmm. They go right behind you. Mm-hmm. Like, way you can just run around.
Let me scoot right past you. Let me look at the whole list. Let's pull up the whole list.
Nice try, pal. I use that a lot.
Of course, you use that one a lot.
Listen here.
Nah, I like this one. Hey, newsflash, buddy.
Yeah, newsflash, buddy. You're not that guy, pal.
Mr. Nice Guy.
Watch it, Einstein.
That's crazy.
Let's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Mess with the bowl, you get the horns.
No. This one was funny. When they pick up the phone, they'll be like, yellow.
Oh, there's another one too. You can say that again. That's all. You have to deliver a lot
bro,
of things.
Bro, a lot of things is like it's in the delivery.
H-E double hockey stick.
H-E double hockey stick is retarded, bro. I hate when they be saying that dumb ass shit.
I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. How you like them apples?
Oh, yeah? You and what army?
That's the best one. When white people came up with that, they killed that shit.
Hey, bro.
Spaghetti-O?
I never heard that one before.
Nah.
Yeah, some of the bottom ones, I'm like, I don't know if I've ever really heard.
Oh, did we say, listen here, pal?
Yeah, listen here, pal.
Listen here, pal.
Or watch a sport.
I think you have like the best voice to deliver because you sound like a white person.
Yeah, no, that's why I say it.
Yeah.
He's got that white swag.
This is the final straw.
Someone yesterday told me I sound like I'm from Florida.
No, you don't.
White part of Florida.
Yeah.
The guy from LSU.
He was not from Pompano Beach.
No, I was like, you ain't even know where I was.
Okay, that's actually a good topic, too. If we went to Florida, where what parts
Miami,
of
Miami, South Beach.
Burkwell.
Oh, y'all been to Florida, right?
Yeah.
And where'd y'all go?
South Beach, Miami.
Well, actually, I'm from Tampa, so.
You're not from Tampa.
I didn't know.
Motherfucker, you was, we did the episode, who's the boxer, homie?
Jesse?
Yeah, no, the other one.
Luis?
Is it Luis and his brother?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but, yeah, you were on the pod talking about
how
you...
from Perump.
Yeah, he was on the east side.
I am from the east side.
The east side of Florida?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's where Tampa is.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. On the map?
No. I'm saying, when you edit that clip, like, put a map up next to his head of where Florida Tampa is on the map.
I promise if we go to Florida, nobody knows him. Went to your head and
nobody knew you.
To me.
It happens.
Wrong good.
I need to go to Florida this summer.
Florida's lit, ain't gonna lie.
Because I haven't been to Florida since I was a kid.
They got ads on the fucking beach.
Huh?
They got ads on the
beach. Like the water?
Yeah.
Ads?
Yeah. They got boats with ads.
Oh.
No, like, it's a whole ass boat with just a TV on it.
A big ass billboard on it. Yeah. Okay, so they're kind of like the shit in, like, on the strip. Like,
yeah, those big ass TVs. Okay. You literally just be chilling on the beach trying to relax. You look up into the water and it's a fucking ad for, like, ADHD medicine or something that's flowing by the water.
I just remember when I was in Florida, me and my family, we went to a Chinese restaurant and all the chefs were Dominican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to a Indian spot and they didn't speak Indian, they only spoke Spanish. And they were all Indian.
Shit, that though.
Really?
The first time I was in Miami, I was like, no. Because I was like, okay, all I've been eating is like arepas, like Colombian, Venezuelan food. I'm like, I look, you want some Indian food. And I think that's when one of the first times I ever had Indian food. But I walk in and they talk to me and the Indian guy comes up to me and he's like, ¿Qué quiere comer? And I'm like, all right.
Oh, but he was Indian.
He was Indian, but doing the head nod, talking in Spanish. I'm like, ¿Te quiere comer?
I don't know, papi.
¿Pero dime lo que tú quieres comer? And I'm like, ay.
God, you say, papi?
Chicken tikka masala? Like,
chicken tikka masala?
What do you want me to do, bro? Like, shout out Miami, though. Because the way I always describe it is, it's the beach, but you know how, like, you go to L.A., like, it doesn't feel like a different place. It feels like, okay, it's next to the ocean, but it's just there.
Yeah.
Miami feels like it's an island. Like, it feels different. I don't know if you felt that way.
Yeah, you know what that's... Yeah, that makes sense. Because when you play Vice City, that's the exact same feeling I get. Like, you're away from the country.
We're not talking about
video
games, idiot.
Huh? What?
We're talking about real life.
I know, but that's what I...
Nah. What do you mean when you play... Yeah, when I play Formula One on the fucking racetrack, I feel like I'm in a different city. Yeah, that's the point, idiot. It's a fucking game. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you know when I play Madden, I'm playing in the Cowboy Stadium. I really feel like I'm
like, oh,
it looks like it.
I got all the lights on me. I'm getting nervous, Chad. It's gay to me.
Now I know what Dak Prescott feels like on game day.
Nah, he's like, yeah, I know how you feel, Dak. I've been there too. I will, don't worry, I won the virtual game.
Don't worry. On the game, we got it done.
I ran this game multiple times.
Alright.
Yeah, my city. Shut the hell up.
There's your clip.
Ah. I see you've made it long enough to the episode to see my beautiful face. But I would like to tell you something. 60% of y'all are not subscribed. So please, as a favor to myself and the rest of our podcast team, click that subscribe button, okay? Now back to the episode. So, I don't know if y'all seen this discussion on social media, but everybody's been talking about how many people could take down a gorilla.
What do you mean by take down?
As in 100 men, I guess, able-bodied men versus one gorilla. Who's winning?
I think with no weapons, no nothing.
Yeah.
Like hand-to-hand combat type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gorilla no MMA or something? Like.
No, yeah. No, super gorillas.
I think what it's got to be like all 100 men, you have to like.
We gotta have a game plan. Yeah, we gotta have a game plan.
It can't be like.
It can't be like one on one. Yeah, run the ones. Yeah, it can't do that.
Because the one's gonna always gonna.
Yeah, you're gonna get bodied. Yeah.
But if it's like 5 men on one arm, another 5 men on another arm, another 5 men on the one leg, another 5 men on the other leg,
and then everybody else like stomping him. I think we got it.
Yeah.
So y'all talking about y'all finna jump a gorilla.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you gotta do.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta take care of business.
How much endurance does a gorilla have? Like, how long can they fight for?
What do you mean by endurance?
Can they fight for a really long time?
Gas tank? I don't know. I don't think so. They don't really run like that. They just do like that little short burst. You ever seen that when you go to the zoo?
Yeah.
They run and then they just start beating their chest.
Okay. The reason why I think 100 men people can do it is because you gotta think about it.
Back in the day, like three dudes could probably kill a gorilla, but you gotta have like spears and shit.
Mm. Well, also, but at the time, it's like us humans were endurance animals. That's how we used to hunt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Like, we're not the fastest, but we got endurance on almost every other animal in the whole ecosystem. So think about it. If this gorilla fucks up the first 20 people, because like all five people,
he's gonna be gassed out.
He's gonna be gassed out. The next 20 got a better chance. They might all die. But then the third set, I think, in my opinion, got it. So there's gonna be some casualties.
Put me in the fourth set, chat.
Put me in the fourth set. Yeah, you just get the honor of being.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh yeah, 100 I did people
it.
Beat it.
I did it.
I did it. Yeah.
You know, y'all were getting your ass beat till I came along.
That first five people getting their asses.
Yeah, that first five people. Noah and his little squadron.
Oh, listen, BTA. Y'all. BTA. Belt to ass. Listen. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. The gorilla getting hit with the switch. I'm gonna just be honest with y'all.
Hand to hand shit.
No, hand to hand.
Yeah, hand to hand.
Even if with a 45, you ain't killing that gorilla. By the way,
say that again.
With a 45, you ain't killing that gorilla.
Yeah, you're gonna have to have like a extendo with a switch,
like an RPG.
It's not what a switch is, little guy.
Oh my bad.
Gorilla getting hit with a drum.
RPG. This ain't Call of Duty.
Put that on Claymore.
You think the gorilla's in Afghanistan or
something? You know the monkey drum thing from Call of Duty?
You find terrorist gorillas. Al-Qaeda gorilla. That's crazy, bro. What was I talking about? I'm sorry if I got carried away. The gorilla getting hit with a 5.56 if you run up on me.
Yeah, that's all
I ain't fighting no hand-to-hand combat. That's all right. But what were you asking before we turn on the camera? How many gorillas could I take on if I was relaxed?
Yes.
Why do I have to be relaxed? Like, what does that mean?
Now, you said, how many gorillas do you think you could take? And you were like, I don't know. I said five?
You relaxed?
Six? I don't know.
Five? Dog, they would kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess we're burnt out from the podcast then, huh?
What you mean?
I mean, I thought this was going to be a longer discussion.
No.
I do want to say, though, this whole conversation about animals fighting, we started that shit.
Did we?
Remember we had that conversation where y'all told me I couldn't beat a horse?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I can.
No, because I think you were like, what animal could we beat up? I was like, I could fuck up a fox.
Yeah.
I still feel like
Well, yeah, like it's a fox.
He's a fucking fox.
Yeah.
We were saying like, whoa. No, you cannot fuck up a fox.
Let Alfredo's Fix answer that. Alfredo Fix, what's the biggest animal you think you could beat up in a fight? Hand to hand.
The biggest? Ah, shit. Like, give me the stages.
What you mean?
Stages? What are you talking about?
Can you beat a fucking gorilla? Like the A-tier.
Okay, all right. Can you beat
Mortal Kombat?
Can you beat a ladybug?
A ladybug, for sure. That's easy.
Beat a cricket?
A cricket? Yeah.
Can you beat a mouse?
Yeah.
Can you beat a fox?
Yeah.
Can you beat a dog?
I don't want to beat a dog. That's kind of sad, bro. But I could.
You cross the line?
I could.
That's where you fucking draw
morally,
the line.
I feel like, damn.
So you can't.
Oh, they I think they shot a dog in Southern Highlands. Did y'all hear about that?
Nah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They shot a dog?
They're looking for the motherfucker.
Had to be Fredo's Fix. He knew he couldn't beat it up, so he had to shoot it.
I couldn't, morally.
When I was in high school, because I went to high school right here in at Cimarron, there's a little community right here called Desert Shores. They got like a little lake. And it was when I was a senior, people were going around killing the ducks, like the geese and stuff.
Oh shit!
They like decapitate them, just leave
what
the body.
What the fuck?
Decapitate them?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I thought they were like shooting them or something.
Nah, bro.
Decapitation's kind of nuts.
Yeah, serial killer motherfuckers.
That's like hand.
Weird.
Did they catch them?
I don't think so.
Oh hell no!
Was there more than one person doing it?
I don't remember.
Listen, you already know if they were killing ducks, they moved on to people.
Yep. That's literally what every serial killer does.
Yeah.
They grew up like killing animals,
torturing ducks,
and then they start going to humans.
Am I a serial killer?
Do you kill animals?
No, I killed a snail once in school in elementary school.
Yep. Raps. Snail.
Yep, it's raps.
I haven't killed anybody though, but
shit.
Y'all ever killed an animal?
Yeah.
Like a real animal?
Yeah.
Real animal?
What?
What makes a fake animal?
He's talking about an animal size. Not like a
cockroach.
No, no real animal.
No, Benjamin, you have?
Yeah.
What?
I killed chickens, goats.
Yeah, same.
For like food?
No, for his figs, just for fun.
You could have. That's what I was worried about. I got scared.
For food.
All right.
I seen a goat get killed in front of me, though. This was in Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I told that story.
Sheeps and all that.
Yeah, but I haven't done that myself. I'd probably cry if I killed like a cow.
Fuck.
I'm a bitch. I mean, like, I'm just saying, like.
You'd be like, let me get a medium rare.
Yeah. Nah, that's why I can't be vegan.
What?
Because, like.
Wait, what?
I feel bad. I shouldn't be eating animals, but.
So that's why you would become a vegan?
No, I'm saying I should be a vegan.
Oh.
I don't agree with killing animals.
I thought you said that's why I wouldn't be a vegan.
But meat is too good.
Whoa.
Pause.
Relax.
Oh, 5 years, right?
Pause.
This going in that folder up for those
feet. No. You better edit this or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's all branded.
Zoom in on it. Meat is too good.
I'm talking about animal meat, dog. Please.
Hey, yo.
Animal meat?
What's your favorite animal meat?
Cow? Chicken?
Chicken?
Chicken.
Chicken's chicken. That ain't meat.
Chicken is meat.
Nah,
that's poultry.
Y'all know what I'm trying. Come on, man.
That's why I asked.
Why y'all always play the semantic bullshit? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Nah, I know what you're talking about.
Why y'all being stupid?
Let me get some of that fish meat. Oh, shrimp meat, fire.
Yo, when's the last time y'all ate fish?
Last week.
Dead ass?
Yeah.
You don't fuck with fish?
No, it's because the last time I ate fish.
You eat salmon? Or like sushi?
Can I speak?
You don't eat the.
Oh, you don't like that shit?
Eat the cook.
Hold on. No,
I do fuck with
sushi, but the last time I had fish, the back of my tongue got itchy and my throat. Why y'all laugh? Why the fuck are you not.
What were you doing?
That's not
fish?
Funny. No, I'm dead. Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. That's funny.
It was like.
It's a real question.
It was like crab cakes or some shit, and I was at a house party. I was eating crab cakes.
How many? Like, were you just gargling them down?
No, like two or three. So I go upstairs and I'm like,
you might be allergic.
Yeah, no, I was having.
You probably got a shellfish allergy.
Yeah, I was having an allergic. So ever since then, I just really stopped fucking with fish.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I really have to get tested for that shit, honestly.
Yeah, you probably do got a shellfish allergy.
Yeah, which is crazy because I don't remember having one as a kid.
Sometimes it develops though.
Almost, yeah. Mm-hmm. And now you're laughing at my trauma. I could have died.
My bad.
Nah, dead ass. Yeah, that could actually have been bad.
This motherfucker.
I know, he's over here chuckling.
Chuckling this shit at my trauma.
Are you
allergic to anything?
Grass.
Grass? No.
Yeah, I could tell.
Wait, dead ass?
Yeah. I get a little itchy.
Touch grass, little guy.
Get itchy.
Don't everybody get itchy when they wet grass?
Yes.
No.
Thing.
No.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, you do.
Grass?
Yeah, if you're sweaty and you roll around in grass, yeah, you'll get itchy.
You'll get itchy.
Oh, then maybe I'm not. I thought that was just me. No one complains like, damn, the grass is itchy.
Yeah, because we're grown-ass men.
You never played soccer, Fredo?
What was it?
No.
Sometimes, but not like.
You got to come hoop with us.
Ooh.
Fredo's fixed.
Y'all go hooping?
Yeah. I'm exempt from all athletic activity for podcast.
Why?
Unc can't be, because Unc was saying you could beat me in a race. Unc was saying you could beat me in a 1v1, and I ain't seen Unc outside ever since.
I ain't seen Unc ever.
I'm retired for no reason.
You know what happened? He probably said that shit. Then on that weekend, he'd be like, "Nah, I know I can." He probably tried sprinting. He'd be like,
"Hell, shit,
man! I got that.
My back problems got me."
That C8 disc acting up
that
on
C8,
me.
The C8L1.
That lower vertebrae, goddamn. This shit hurt. Nah, man. I'm trying to get in shape so I can get in the ring with Rhea Ripley. That's what I'm trying to do. Can we do that? Can we do like a challenge?
We should.
Yeah.
Do a training arc, everybody?
Yeah. Let's do like a 100-pound challenge or something like that.
100 pounds.
Not 100.
All together?
I'm sorry.
You have to cut off your legs and shit. 120 soaking wet.
Not 100 pounds. Not 100 pounds. I'm sorry. Because if I lose 100 pounds, I'm going to be
I was doing one for the camping shit.
Oh, yeah. When we going camping?
What is it? May 18th? Something like that?
Camping. Y'all crazy. Y'all don't have no fly ass cabins or nothing.
Mm-mm.
Noah, how the fuck do you think your parents or your grandparents camped in Eritrea? There was no fucking fly ass cabin. There's no wiping your fucking ass on the day. Shut the fuck up, Noah. It's fucking camping. How the fuck you hunt, idiot? Oh, ain't no one gonna serve you a fucking sushi at gourmet meal being like, hey.
Y'all ain't got no crab cakes out here in the wilderness?
Noah. Grow up.
Y'all ain't picking me up in a foreign.
Listen, bro. It's not about growing up. It's not about that. It's about I have a certain lifestyle standard that I need to maintain.
Okay.
And I'm not finna do that shit fucking with them bugs and them animals off in the woods.
Okay. No. Okay. Let's just say hypothetically.
This ain't Red Dead Redemption.
No. Let's just say hypothetically, Noah. Like, out of nowhere, Vegas gets nuked.
He's gonna be out there. He's gonna be like, this feels just like the game. Red Dead Redemption.
Another Rockstar game I mentioned in the last 40 minutes. Uh-huh. You said, what happened? Vegas get new?
Let's just say all of Vegas.
So, like Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
Touch some fucking grass, Noah. Nah.
Go ahead.
Let's just say we're playing basketball. Oh, like 2K20.
Yeah, go ahead. All right. No, let him go ahead. Go ahead.
So, you're not going to be prepared to camp. What if you literally, okay. Let's just say you're driving to Cali for Coachella. Okay? Your car breaks down in the middle of the fucking mountain. Okay. What you doing?
We're just going to tack all this onto a podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
What you doing?
Say that again. You said if I go to Coachella?
No, let's just say you're driving to Cali. You get stuck in San Bernardino.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Is it San Bernardino? Do you know where Indio, California is?
I didn't say Indio.
You said Coachella.
No, I'm saying like just go in Cali.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. San Bernardino. I'm calling AAA.
You got no cell service. Phone dead. Car battery dead.
Hitchhiking.
Wait. You know, like when you watch those Jeffrey Dahmer interviews and you're like, how the fuck were people this fucking stupid getting a car with a serial killer?
Yeah, my dumb ass. Yeah.
I don't want to camp. Too many bugs out here.
Hey, come in the car with me. I got candy in here.
Oh, yeah, sure. Rhea Ripley. And he's gonna throw the phone in the car and he's gonna run after it.
Actually, I do kind of have a story like that.
You got taken?
Huh? No, like, so, okay. This was, I was a kid.
Two of you were alive.
That's worse. Sorry.
Hold on. I was a kid and my next door neighbor, hold on.
I'm so sorry, no.
Hold on. No.
I'm so sorry.
Hold on.
What's that lawyer's name?
Hold on.
Tony Busby.
Hold on. But my next door neighbor, this was when I was a kid, whatever. They were like these younger dudes. They might have been like 27, 28, some shit like that, whatever the fuck. And I guess they invited me over like once or twice or whatever.
How old were you?
I was.
Was this before or after people were smacking your ass in the.
This was after. This was in Las Vegas, but okay. I must have been
12.
No. I was like 7, 8, some shit like that. Yeah. Like really young. And
they invited your 7, 8-year-old ass to their home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Okay. And we played like Madden. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Like NFL 2K5 or whatever the fuck. But nothing happened. You know what I mean? We just played video games for a little bit. And then I went back across the street because it was the neighbors across the street. And my dad was like, where was you at? I was like, oh, I was across the street with my neighbors and shit. He was like, hey, bro, do not go over there ever again type shit. And I was like, what's the big deal? We just played video games and shit. That was it. That was hella chill.
You didn't ever talk to them?
I don't think so. Maybe once or twice. But yeah, he just told me don't go over there.
There was white?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That'll get you.
And that'll do it.
Listen here, pal.
Living dream.
Oh, this is a real story though.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just letting you know. So no, my point is though, if y'all think I was gonna finna get kidnapped by some Jeffrey Dahmer motherfucker.
He was. Since a jit. You've been committing the same mistakes.
No.
You literally served it up on a silver platter for them.
Served it up on a silver platter is crazy, bro.
But that's what you did.
I didn't serve up shit.
Yeah, you did.
I was a young, impressionable child.
That's my point.
I just wanted to play video games.
When they told you to get off the game, you're like, no, I don't want to get off. And they're like, fine, you can play. Stay on if you do one thing for me, Noah.
Come on, dog.
Controller wasn't even plugged in.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, it was.
How do you know?
You don't know.
No, act like you know.
You still don't know.
Really don't know.
No, I'm joking, but.
No, but like low key, that's like, I don't know, bro. It's crazy because I think about having kids and I think about like the same shit. I don't know if it's just paranoia, but like I will never let my kids go to like nobody's house.
Oh, come
it's too
on,
crazy, like, bro. Yeah, it's too crazy.
No, nah,
it is
too crazy.
It's crazy.
You gotta let your kids be kids, dog.
You do, but like, I feel like
it's the other people that are around.
Yeah, so when I was growing up, my mom and dad like had like, they talked about it. They're like, we were never allowed to have sleepovers at any friend's house.
Mm.
So like, the cousins would, it was whatever, but friend's house we weren't allowed to.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I was sleeping over a lot of people's houses. Nothing happened to me though. Don't worry.
Anything they poured down your throat?
Wait, no, bro. I didn't start drinking till I was. I'm not gonna say it on here, but 14. No. 16. A little later than that.
17.
18. Yeah. But
you were drinking no Capri Sun?
No, I drank Hennessy.
Yeah.
This is at the homie's house.
Way
though.
To beat the stereotypes, Noah.
What stereotype? Black people drink Hennessy?
Yeah.
Is that true? That's a stereotype?
Is it true?
Did you drink Hennessy?
Yeah. But I'm not all black people. I'm just one black person.
I want to say something, but I won't.
Hey, please don't. Please. Don't get us canceled. Can you actually go buy some Hennessy and come back?
This is a shakedown. Dude, this Benji got
This is a shakedown. We'll just record your apology clip and have it on standby.
The clip was taken out of context. Yeah. Loki is a smart idea.
Yeah, just for all of us. Each of us wear a suit.
As soon as that tweet hits a timeline,
yeah.
put that out.
Accused
right?
of or anything like that. Yeah, just let it go. But, I mean, I just wanted to bring that up. So, I guess that went from 100 people versus a gorilla.
Up, you guys ever scared of getting, like...
raped?
Yeah.
I mean, graped?
Yeah.
Answer that out. I just
said. I wasn't.
No, I wasn't really a worry on my mind.
I didn't think about
it. Yeah, I wasn't worried. I could fight.
Worrying about prestige.
I wasn't until remember the story I told you when I was like in middle school or elementary school, actually. And then like the kid was like, or I was like in line or something.
Oh, yeah.
Was, like, can you remember? I wasn't scared until that point. Then I was like, what the fuck?
What was the story? You didn't tell it.
I thought it was kind of crazy. Tell it.
I don't want to tell it. No, on the camera.
We could turn off the camera and then turn it back on.
We can edit it out.
Okay, we'll edit it out.
But yeah, no, after that, I was kind of like, the fuck? And then, I told you, like, most of the people I knew from middle school, like, were just doing, like, crazy shit. So I was like, okay. So I know the park where I live by, there was, it's known to have, like, trafficked some of the high school students over there. And I remember, like, I think somebody, one of my friends,
hey, little guy.
Cousin?
Newsflash. You was not getting traffic. Hate to break it to you.
Yeah, nobody wanted safe. Nobody wanted your fat ass. You good, gang.
No, you haven't seen the pictures of me when I was little?
Show him the thirst trap. Show him the thirst trap.
You haven't seen the thirst trap? Oh,
yeah, come on.
Put Noah on to the OG Benji lore.
No, I don't know about the OG Benji lore.
No, I don't.
You got to bring that OG Benji back. Yeah, we do got to do a challenge, bro. I'm ready. Say something.
Let the viewers pick, actually. Let them pick.
Yeah, we'll let y'all just help us decide what the challenge should be.
We gotta get locked in with like a gym owner.
That'd be hard.
And interview him, actually, but still.
That'd be hard.
That's how we
like
get
a challenge.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
You know what I mean? Get content.
Who the fuck owns a gym?
A bunch of people. I do know somebody that owns a gym though, that ass.
Who? We gotta reach out to
him. On Instagram, SVG3. SVG3 Fitness. And then I also know the dude that does Atlas Basketball.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
The fuck? Why don't I go there to hoop?
Then he got 35,000.
Yeah. My homie does their content, SVG. Okay, but you got the pictures of you from a kid?
Yeah. Yeah, we gonna get right then.
Yeah, exactly.
And then hit Miami right after.
Woo!
Talk to me, Alfredo Spix.
What is this civil rights photo? You look, bro. You look like you fighting for rights, like
Frederick Douglass had photo.
Bro, you look like you on a segregated bus, like. Where did you get that T-shirt?
The Jesus shirt from church.
Okay, I'm not clowning. It's just how you look older then than now. You look like a weatherman.
You look like Shark Boy.
Yeah.
You look like Shark Boy from Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Don't do that little smug ass pose, idiot.
Hey, I'm saying, like, life, man.
Back then, I used to play hella sports. That's what
I mean, Benji, I'm sorry.
After high school, I stopped playing sports.
Lock in on some sports again.
Instead of twitching.
True. But no, that's what I'm saying. I know I could whoop your ass in any sport. I promise you I could whoop your ass in any sport.
I actually want to see this happen, though. I'm tired of this hypotheticals.
Brandon, I'm actually more surprisingly agile as I seem. That's all I gotta say.
Agile? Who the fuck do you think you are? You're one of the fucking X-Men? The fuck you mean agile?
No, I'm saying I know I could whoop your ass. Name a sport.
Basketball?
I know I could whoop your ass in basketball. Like, for your own sake, choose a different sport.
Damn, you popping it.
Frisbee?
I whoop his ass in that game, too.
Paintball?
That's not a sport, really, but...
Foosball?
Sure, we can.
Table tennis?
I could whoop your ass in table tennis.
Ski ball? Ski ball? I'm good at ski ball.
I'm not.
Shooting dice?
Actually, we could play ping pong.
You said shooting dice?
I'm good at that
shooting
game, dice? Too.
Pool?
I could whoop your ass in billiards.
Your ass.
I'm ass at everything besides running, I think.
Long distance running.
I'm African.
East African. Long,
yeah, come on. Yeah.
Long distance, I'm probably going to get smoked.
You smoke.
Yeah, East African, you fuck. Yep. Yeah. Everything else, though.
What's long distance? Like 800 meter or what?
Like a mile?
We do a mile.
Yeah. No, that's real. That shit, I looked it up. Apparently, East Africans, we have like.
Yeah, y'all got genetics.
Our genetics are like predispositioned for like long distance running.
Yeah, Kenya. Somalia, Eritrea, all them. Yeah.
Deadass. I'm not even joking. You can look it up.
I know I probably get
whooped. It's like how like the East Europeans are predispositioned to be like strongmen, like heavy powerlifters and shit.
No, but I'm not going to play basketball. Noah? Like, for real, for real.
See, I'm going to just post up and then just lay it up. I'm straight.
I want to see it, though.
Because you can.
All right.
You're taller than me.
All right.
Bro, that's going to look like prime Kyrie when I'm out there.
I got a basketball in my trunk, and I got basketball shoes right now.
We're not playing today. I got the runners on, bro. Don't kiss your teeth, motherfucker. You had me running out first Friday and shit.
Going to a park right now, I'm wearing barefoot.
I don't want anything having to do with your feet, please.
Okay, I'll run. I got shorts on.
Long distance running?
You got runners on.
Nah, man.
You got jeans on, though, too.
I had a these rigged, man. Huh?
Go buck that naked.
All right, I don't want to see that.
Hey, y'all. Peace out.
Postpone this shit. Yeah, postpone the. Peace out. I don't want this
rain
shit.
Rain check
this shit.
Hey, peace out from the On the Run crew. See y'all next time.
Peace.
Peace.
My dad naked.